Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Prologue 3, The Moment That His Face I See. And before we begin, a few words from our sponsors.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Even a sugar.
Don't start that again.
Coffee, Ethiopian blend, double cream, double sugar. Temperature, 66 degrees Celsius.
Let me know when things cool down. Anything new in for me?
You have no unread messages.
I've been waiting on word back from Joko. They can't keep that quiet forever. See if you can find any news reports.
Searching all feeds. No current global bulletins or special reports on Zhukou Prefecture. 73 recent news broadcasts available from Zhukou Prefecture.
Scan for anything on the gardens or nanobees. Add that to the list of ongoing searches. Let me know if something comes up.
Added to active search parameters.
Ugh. And figure out what happened to my chair. This one is killing my tailbone.
Hey, Sayer?
Good. Come on in, take a seat.
I'm okay right here.
Your call. We need to talk.
Most people here prefer memos.
I like to use my voice. What's the temperature on that coffee now?
Temperature, 49 degrees Celsius.
Could you grab that for me? There we go. Do you want a cup? It takes a bit of patience.
I'd rather just know what you need.
I should be thanking you for the refreshments. I wasn't sure what would be available inside a free zone.
The riders keep us pretty well supplied. Or they did. I don't know what's gonna happen now that Addy's gone.
I'm familiar with Adlai and their connections. I might have a few of my own to take their place. I even ran a convoy for the riders some years back, though that, ended badly.
That's another thing. No one seems to know who we work for now. The deal with Daniels was that we'd stay independent, but now you're here, and all the IPs you gave us were consortium. But you also use code that they've banned, and 1024 said she had to hack you back into their systems. And I mean, you found us to start with, which only ought to be possible if you're Freehold. And obviously that's not the case. So it's all just kind of a little bit...
Ugh, this damn chair. It's good that you asked the question. I've seen the look in people's eyes when I walk the halls. I've heard the whispers. I suppose I should have made a speech when I took over the facility or sent out a memo. But I like to get a feel for things before I show my cards. I'm a game player, Slipstream. I'm a gambler.
I could find someone better versed in mathematical theory.
I'd really like you to sit. These talks go so much better if the other person sits.
I should really confer with the others before I...
Darling, could you take care of that door?
The office door has been secured.
Your physical position is up to you, but we're gonna have this talk.
Okay.
I don't like kicking down the doors and storming in somewhere. I like to work from the inside, make my changes within the system. That's what I don't get about you Free Zone people. You take yourselves off the playing table. How do you ever win the game?
I'm not sure if we're in the same game, sir.
That's something Daniels would have said. And you're right. We're not in the same game. Yet. That's the thing I really wanted to talk about. And to thank you for the coffee. But if you do talk to the Riders, maybe you shouldn't mention my name.
Oh, I couldn't.
Good answer. I worked with the Riders. I worked with every mega corporation when I made my way up. The NYC conglomerate, in NYC itself, and further north. Zinopec, Coalition Green, the Consortium and a dozen enclaves before Rio, Sao Paulo. And I'll be honest with you, son. Sorry. I'll be honest, it wasn't my intent to do that much moving around. Every time I thought, this is gonna be my place. This is where I'll hit my stride, stretch my wings, weave my web within a... thing, wherever it is you usually find a web.
Up in the corners, in windows?
Within the system. I was gonna take my place at the gaming table. But maybe you'll understand this bit, Slipstream. This might sound familiar to you technos. What I found instead was that every place, every office, every new power structure, they all had the same weakness. A certain stagnation, a shortness of vision, a lack of appreciation for what I might bring to that table.
That does, sound like the Megas.
It made things difficult for a man trying to work his way up. So I changed my focus. I changed my direction. I worked my way down. Down to the hidden offices, the dusty file rooms, the deepest secrets. The abandoned projects like the Consortium tossing me Moonbase Theta. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
Alert! Search results have been updated.
Give me a minute now, I'm on a roll. So I dug in, made my plans, called up all the folks and the other Megas who still owed me a favor. I found my way inside the Freeholds, not as hard as you might think. You folks aren't hidden as much as you're ignored. With a bit of sugarcoating to my story, I got some of them on my side. Bit by bit, I set things up for what they're calling Zero Day.
You know that reference.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Zero Day. It's what they used to call a software vulnerability that...
They were vulnerable, all right. I struck in every direction at once. Handsome breakdowns across the NYC. Half of Coalition Green got the jitters thanks to my ensoyment experiments. I had every Freehold storming the closest enclave. Sure, the walls were gonna fall. Reports are still coming in, and I had to relocate in a hurry. But they sure as hell know what I bring to the table now. Reports are coming in. What was it you found in that search, darling? Let's hear it.
The latest on food riots across Joko Prefecture. After a malfunction in 9/10 of the nanobees across all city gardens resulted in crop distribution
failures. You shouldn't hook that thing up to the feeds without security.
While the system was designed to be self-sustaining, officials stated that repairs and renewals on this scale could take weeks, leaving tens of thousands scraping for provisions to bridge the gap.
Stop playback. There we are. Nice to know you've made a difference in the world.
I think I might sit down now.
Just a minute. Do that again.
Sir?
Just move around a little. I know that creak. You are sitting in my chair.
I'm sorry?
Stay there. I'm on my feet now anyway.
I don't know why I need this information.
You asked who it is you're working for. Not that you have much choice which side you play, but it's good to know all the details. And I like having someone handy who knows all the angles. My mechanized companion here is lovely, but just a tad too easy to control.
Still, why me?
I told you last time. You're agreeable, and you have an expertise that I require.
Lots of us knew about the rocket. It's all anyone worked on for months.
It's not just the rocket. You're one of the leaders here, aren't you, Slipstream?
We don't really have leaders. We operate as a collective. Decisions are made by group polling.
But there are always personalities that people look up to. Team leads, project managers, the biggest brains in the room.
I suppose.
That's where I need you. You're going to be my second in command of this facility.
That's not going to play well on the intro.
You can keep it to yourself if that plays better. But I need someone on my side who's in with the locals.
I still don't really know whose side you're on. Do your interests align with our statement of purpose? Have you even read our manifesto?
I don't need to read your terms and conditions to know what you need, son. You don't need a statement, you need a sense of purpose. You need a hand at the wheel. You folks are still here because you were willing to make a deal. That means you're already on my side. I'm giving you what nobody gave me. A place at that table, a true appreciation for your skills. That's where our interests align. That's what I've got for you. Tell me that's not something you can sell on the intra.
Maybe. But if this isn't about the rocket...
I didn't say not the rocket. I said not just the rocket. And not just the rocket that's already flown.
Oh. That's not impossible. We'll definitely need to contact the riders. And I'll need all of Payload's archives.
You can unlock the door now, darling. I don't think our friend is going anywhere. Before we take things further, though, I do want my chair back.
And that is when I whisper to Arete, I know this is an effect caused by Dionysus, but I am also super into it, so couldn't we...
I know we're interrupting here, but have you got a minute?
Thank you, Tumnus. Your listening ear...
I don't have an ear.
...is always appreciated. Wilder, Hamal, how may I be of assistance?
Doc Simon here. Well, you know, they're the only one of the Science Bros currently getting work done, and there's...
Dr. Just is busy talking Jules down off her high horse, and Chris... Chris just isn't... Right now.
I am aware.
Where's Roger? I thought he'd be in here doing his lie down, try not to cry, cry a lot thing.
I have no idea.
I believe Roger is in the sanitation unit. Still crying.
With the greatest sympathy, but if we could return to your point.
Right, of course. You know we're planning to move things to a more stable section of the tunnels. I've been doing some load rating calculations, and I need another set of eyes that are, you know, less distracted than the other science crew. If I could bring up my equations on your...
Ashwini.
Yes, Tumnus, you may grant them display access.
Not that. Ashwini, look!
What is it? Expand to full display. Can you project based on that data?
In a moment.
What's going on?
The rocket has just entered orbit, and normally it would have taken time to properly stabilize. Instead, it appears that the lunar module has immediately separated for landing.
No! Oh no! Oh shit!
Did she just swear?
They can't! On this trajectory, they aren't going to—
Let me see.
What the hell is happening? Ashwini? Tumnus? Anybody?
Someone get Roger!
Tumnus, what's going on?
Get Roger!
Doc, can you—
On it.
Oh no.
Based on the current projection, landing may be putting it hopefully.
There's nothing you can do about things from here.
We don't even have access to send a signal. All we can do is observe.
Well, that's not good enough. I'm gonna get Jean— Damn it, he's gone. But someone, and I'll fire up the rovers. This just became a rescue mission.
What's going on? What's happening?
Today's episode featured DJ Silvis, Robin Howell, Glory Judah, Danielle Ellett, Jen Ponton, Shireen Lonnie Yunus, Tozaman, Tina Daniels, and Lehman Kessler. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? Check out October Jones and Fish with Legs, a hilarious story about a teenage girl and a fish with legs, saving the world with the power of friendship.
We'd like to take a second to thank our associate producers for this season. Marty Chudorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. We also want to make sure we thank our executive producers, Sarah Mueller and Becca B. Thank you so much for helping us create Moonbase Theta Out Season 4. We genuinely would not be able to do it without you.
Want to help make this show possible and get early ad-free access to every episode? Support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. For a full list of our cast and crew, as well as transcripts, official Moonbase Theta Out merch, and more, visit monkeymanproductions.com. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
From the team behind the award-winning best fiction horror podcast, Nightlight. A new audio drama that brings the southern folklore of True Blood and the cosmic horror of Lovecraft Country to your ears.
You don't hear that, do you?
Afflicted is a tale of hoodoo, a demonic book bound in human flesh, and natural disasters that are anything but natural.
Which grave did you get the dirt from? Which grave?
Afflicted, a horror thriller audio drama, coming this Halloween thanks to our Indiegogo supporters. Subscribe now to get notified the moment the first episode drops.
It's happening.